Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from March 10th to March 17th. We'll be discussing some of the significant themes at this time, especially with all of the planets in Pisces. We'll be discussing the Pisces new moon, as well as Mercury moving into Pisces, plus the Sun conjunct Neptune in Pisces. So right away, we have a very clear Pisces theme here. And this means that our energies are extra sensitive and emotional. We are feeling more than perhaps we're used to. We can feel ungrounded. You could feel a sense of, I don't know about something. You could feel that about every area of your life. There can be more confusion and fogginess. You could feel tired or worn out, as if the energy in your body has just drained out of you and all you want to do is sit in the recliner. This is a time of really honoring what you're moving through, what flows are moving through you, because Pisces is the energy of completions. There's a big cycle completing here that is showing up through many layers of energies. And it's showing up to remind us that we are more than just ourselves. We are more than just our bodies, our self-identity, our egos. We are more than just this physical world. And the Pisces energy asks us to detach from something or someone or some area of our life, release our expectations, whether those are expectations of yourself, of a particular outcome, of something else, release, detach, step back, let go. And we can know all this, we can understand it, and then when we need to apply it or practice it, we can come up against our ego. We can come up against our deeper desires and our emotions. I also feel like what happens in Pisces is that it can bring up the unconscious fears that we were holding that we didn't realize we were holding or expecting. And these fears can be in any area of the spectrum, but essentially, we're looking for ways to feel safe in this world, to understand what we can believe in and what we can trust, to understand what something means. We're looking for perhaps a stable understanding or a secure outcome. And logically, there are things that we need in our lives for stability, for a sense of groundedness, for the ability to conduct our lives and to take care of ourselves, be in connection with others, have a fulfilling job, etc. The Pisces energy has this theme of asking us to step back, step away, and to look up. And as we look up, there can be an expansion in your understandings, an expansion in your spiritual perspectives. And this might not be normal for you. It might not interest you. It might not be something that you even considered. But the gift is to look up and connect with the never-ending energetic flows that we are always experiencing and feeling outside of the physical world, and to know that there's always more. There's always something else that comes in. There's always a new opening, a new beginning, and it's just around the corner. And this is important, perhaps even for your peace of mind, if you've been moving through a deep release cycle. If there's things that you are feeling and sensing that are requiring you to let go, that are requiring you to be in this place of just floating along and not having answers, all of this can be very draining on our ego. It can be exhausting on our sense of self and on our minds, because these are the parts of ourselves that want to know, what am I doing next? What happens next after I take step one? What's step two? We have a lot of questions. We have a desire for understanding and security. And this strong Neptune and Pisces energies asks us to step away and to continue to open up and release, because as we do so, we then open up the space to allow the new to come in. So this week we have the Sun conjunct Neptune in Pisces at 20 degrees. This happens once a year. It is an annual energy that comes through, and it helps us rise up in our spiritual awareness to see what we've been learning, to see where we need to further detach our ego, detach our wants and our needs, and to open up the space, to open up and just trust what we can't see. Again, very difficult at times, but it also allows us to balance our energies. It reminds us that we don't have to be too attached to anything, anyone, any job, any place, any outcome. To stay open to more of what can happen to support you, even when you can't see it just yet. So this energy right now, ideally, can balance us, but it doesn't always feel that way at first, especially because the lower Pisces energies bring up our emotional fears, bring up abandonment, bring up rejection, bring up alienation. We can see where we have been maybe experiencing blame or self-pity, where we have been perhaps thinking that someone else has more power. There can be a sense of victim consciousness. There can be a sense of, well, I don't know what my choices are. I don't know what my choices are. I don't know what to do. This is meant to show us some of where we are out of touch with our own power and where you are looking at perhaps some holes or some bubbles in your energy field that are needing that acceptance, needing that compassion, forgiveness, and love for yourself, that it's okay not to know at times. In fact, throughout your life, you haven't known a lot of things. You haven't had a lot of answers. You haven't maybe understood what was going to happen next in your career or in a relationship, or you didn't know what was going to happen in the next phase of your life. We have lived through many cycles of this not knowing. But if you look back, there's always something that shows up or comes through. There's always something that supports your next steps. And there's always something that will eventually remind you and reconnect you to what you want, who you are, and your own sense of power. But in the meantime, this is where you can see and feel the void, the openness, the sense of maybe feeling lost in some way, a feeling that you're not clear on what's coming through or when. And this is where we also go higher in our spiritual growth. We go higher to tap into our connection with God, Source, Spirit, the universe at times like this. This is where we apply it. This is where we really look at, do I feel safe? Do I feel loved? Do I feel secure in myself, even when I don't have answers and I don't know what's going to happen next? What we have support in is partnering with Spirit. And that is one of the strengths of Pisces. Partnering with Spirit, partnering with an energy bigger than your humanness, bigger than your human will, and allowing that bigger energy to come through and flow through you to support you. So this is a beautiful time for mantras, for affirmations. This is a beautiful time for guided meditations or visuals that remind you of how you're connected to the vast energy flows of the cosmos, and to be very intentional with what you call in. So if you are feeling powerless, if you're feeling a sense of loss or grieving, if you're deeply grieving something right now, if you're feeling really confused and afraid, if you're looking for that certainty or guarantee, what you can do is call that energy in from the cosmos, because that energy always exists. We just have to reassert our connection with it. We have to declare our connection to it with our minds, with our words, with our ability to use all of our energy to really tune into what we know is true for us, even during the changes and shifts that we experience throughout life. Now, this Pisces energy is very strong because of that Sun conjunct Neptune at 20 degrees. Then we're going to have on March 13th, we're going to see Venus conjunct Neptune in Pisces at 20 degrees, which is also the same day as the Pisces new moon at 23 degrees. So March 13th is when we're going to have a strengthening of these energies flowing in, where you can really be clear on what does support you energetically, intuitively, and spiritually. And this goes even to the root of what you believe about the cosmos. Do you believe that this is a benevolent universe that unconditionally loves you and accepts you, that understands that you are human, simply doing your best? We all have mistakes. We all have wrong turns in life. We all have areas where we have messed up, we made mistakes. Perhaps we think that we did something that was so horrible and so unforgivable that we could never get past it. This energy is meant to bring in these layers of comfort. And I'm seeing it as very soft energy, like very soft, very kind, almost like it has this really beautiful soft pink, light yellow, gorgeous white, calming lavender. It's basically a bunch of Easter egg colors. It's coming in and it just allows us to soften our edges to ourselves, to be gentle with ourselves, to be gentle emotionally, gentle energetically, even gentle with ourselves intuitively and spiritually. Because there are many parts of our journeys that are difficult, that are hard, and that can really take us under at times. But that's part of remembering that we are always connected with spirit. We're always connected with a higher compassion that loves us regardless of anything. And how does that feel for you? How do you tune into that? Do you tune into that? What does that mean to you? Because you could feel supported in reconnecting at those levels. The energies right now are quite thin between our physical world and our intuitive senses. And with this Pisces new moon at 23 degrees of Pisces on March 13th, you could receive new downloads, new messages, higher understandings of something in your life. You could understand something with greater spiritual maturity. You could understand a theme in your world, a theme in your life of what you've been learning, what you've been moving through, what you've been coming to understand. And the Pisces energy also supports us in reconnecting to our own energy vessels, to trusting ourselves, to trusting what we feel, trusting what we sense, trusting our intuition. And this is also how the universe always works with us, is how it can give us these messages and redirect us to our own deep knowingness, our own ability to tap into something that looks like this beautiful, eternal truth at a cellular level. It has this purity to it, this purity in frequency and vibration. And I actually see it as colorless, where it has this beautiful transparent quality that it's so pure and so loving and so kind. And I feel that that energy has been coming in to soften our egos, soften our edges, soften where we've been perhaps hard on ourselves or perhaps afraid. I'm feeling this fear. And maybe that's part of what is circling the globe right now, is the fear of what's going to happen next, or uncertainties, or it's almost like a dense pulsing line of a fear. And what we can do with that individually and collectively is transmute it. And this is where those of you who are familiar with the violet flame, that is the energy of transmutation. The violet flame of transmutation can be visualized as a purple flame of energy and of light that helps with transmuting anything that you want to let go of, that you no longer want to hold or carry, that you've perhaps been sensing or feeling in some area of yourself or some area of your body. This is a visualization as simple as closing your eyes. You could see yourself sitting in the middle of a beautiful roaring fire of purple flames that is cleansing and purifying. This can be very supportive of anything that you are afraid to let go of, that you need support in detaching from or moving away from. These are some wonderful energy tools and visuals to use right now, so that ultimately what you're doing is burning away what is holding you back. And that's another way to think of this, is that if you're over attached, over dependent, over expecting, if something has been too much, it's taken up too much energy, too much emotion, too much time, and you're feeling that, you're feeling like, I'm over invested in something, I'm overdoing it over here. What you can do is cleanse that energy, purify it, move it out, and it's going to open up space. And this is one of the gifts of Pisces. Now we're moving through the very last decan of Pisces, which means it's the last 10 degrees from 20 degrees of Pisces to 29 degrees of Pisces, the very end of the zodiac, the completion of a full cycle and the opportunity to open up the spaces, open up the energy fields so that you're getting rid of anything that, again, it's too heavy, it's too much, it's been a burden, you're no longer resonating with it. There's something you just don't want in your life and you're ready to let it go so that you have the opening, you have the void that allows you to then be prepared and ready for what's next. For the new starts that are coming as we move into Aries season, which begins with the equinox on March 20th. So essentially, a week or so away, we have these new beginnings. And that alone can help with a perspective of, okay, I'm going to look at what I want to transmute and release over this next week or so. I'm going to use the support of this Pisces new moon to be spiritually stronger. Spiritually stronger in what is not me, what is too much, what is too heavy, what no longer resonates. And keep in mind that because this is an energetic and emotional process, it can bring up more than what we think it will, because thinking is, of course, the mind, but this is all of your energy. So it can bring up things that you didn't realize were there. It can show you more that you weren't tuned into previously. But remember, when you're connected to your power, your spiritual power, your spiritual strength, you can handle it. You can be open to how to work with it or how to move through it, how to flow through it. So this is actually a beautiful time to be in our spiritual power, our spiritual strength, and to go higher up, to see perhaps something that the human parts of us don't feel or tap into right away, but our spiritual selves are very aware of it, and even our higher selves are tuned into it. So I see this beautiful spiral of energy that is connected to perhaps your feet or to somewhere deep in the earth. Perhaps it's connected to your root chakra, whatever feels right for you. And it's spiraling up and it is moving energy up and out of our physical lives. And it's moving up into beyond the crown chakra. It's like going up out into the earth's stratospheres and beyond. And it's that kind of movement. It's a very, and it looks like it's very fast moving, almost like spiral of energy that is quickly and efficiently removing what is complete, removing what is done. And it feels very loving, very kind, very supportive, but it also can feel like loss. It can also feel like there's now a hole or an emptiness. It can feel like there's something that is open in you that it hasn't been opened in a while. It's almost like, you know, you sense that there's been this shift, there's been this change in the energies, and you don't maybe mentally understand it or intellectually or logically understand it, but you feel it. And that feeling is the Pisces energy. And as these energies move through and move out, you could feel lighter. There could be this lightness. Again, the heaviness is removed, the burdens are removed, but also maybe there's something you're tapping into that you're seeing, a theme in your life. Where have you not been trusting yourself? Where have you not been honoring your energy? Where have you not seen something that you felt, like you could feel something had shifted, but you didn't believe it or you didn't trust it, or your mind overrode those messages? And this is something to continually monitor in ourselves, is the power of the mind, how the mind helps us with so many things in our lives, with all the stimuli and all the information and everything that we need to consider and think about, but to allow more of our energy field to speak to us as well, to not only rely on the mind, because that's where you can really, it's like a crevice. It's like the mind can take us into these crevices that feel very heavy. It feels very much like, how do I figure this out? What do I do about this? How do I make my next choice? There's also that energy of how the mind can be so overactive that it takes us out of balance with the rest of ourselves, the rest of our intuition, the rest of our needs, the rest of what we're feeling and the messages that are coming through. And because we've had very strong Aquarius energy, the mind has been doing a lot. The Aquarius energy is similar to the processor in your computer that's always working, that's always making sure that things are in working order and that the pieces are performing well. And so over this next week, we're going to see Mercury finally clear its shadow from that Mercury retrograde that we had for the first 3 weeks of February. And Mercury is going to move into Pisces. And this will happen on March 15th. So there is going to be a bit of a calming and quieting down of our mental faculties as we move over this next week. Then we're going to have four planets in Pisces. We're going to have the Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Neptune all in Pisces and furthering these themes of what have you been missing or not tapping into that's kind of been right there in the energy field. It's been almost like sitting on the outskirts, like just outside the aura, you know, just over there, way over there by the fence line or something. It hasn't been very close, but it's been this fuzzy or hazy energy that you might start to feel and tap into even more during the Pisces new moon and as Mercury moves into Pisces. Because every time Mercury changes a sign, we shift in our perceptions. The way that we start to view something or see something changes. So when Mercury goes into Pisces, we move more into what we're feeling and what the intuitive messages are. We go into what is this feeling like or what am I sensing here? And it could be quite confusing and uncertain because, again, it doesn't always feel clear right away, but you can go with what feels right. This is wonderful energy for being artistic, creative, imagination, anything that takes you into other realms, other places, almost like you're going to go visit fantasy land for a little bit. It opens up that. It opens us up to other realms. And in fact, Mercury in Pisces opens us up to other energies that are brain doesn't usually sense or tap into. And we can work with it intentionally to open up where things have felt tight. Almost like the tightness of something that's been locked in. The energy of Aquarius, we have Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius, plus Mercury has been in Aquarius for a number of weeks, is a fixed sign. And every fixed sign wants reliability, wants to stick with what is known, likes certainty, and can resist change, can resist the unknown, can resist taking a chance or doing something different. And so there's a lockdown that happens when there's a lot of energy in the fixed signs, where we can have these mental locks of, I can only see something this way. I only have this viewpoint. I only have this perspective. Well, as Mercury moves into Pisces, the lock unravels. It just opens up, it dissolves, it falls away, and there's a release. And there's a release into other possibilities, other things that were not in your awareness. And there's an opening here into more senses, into more images, more visuals. So this can be a beautiful activation for your intuitive senses, for your third eye chakra, for your crown chakra. With Mercury in Pisces, you could start seeing things. You could feel that your intuitive senses are more alive, that you're getting more messages, that there's more coming through, especially in your dreams. That is very strong with the Pisces energy. We get clearer dreams or bigger messages. We can understand more of what's in our psyche. We could feel more astral travel. We could feel like we're in different lifetimes, different realms, more messages coming through. So all these areas that are not in the physical world really become stronger and more alive in our own experiences. And then on March 16th, that Sun in Pisces is going to make a sextile to Pluto in Capricorn at 26 degrees. And this is typically a powerful energy. It has a charge to it. It can have a sense of purpose, a sense of understanding. That Pluto energy is going to support the truth of what you need to know. It's going to bring in a sense of power and also what matters for the long term and how you're growing. This is important because it's the last aspect that the Sun in Pisces is going to make to an outer planet before the Sun enters Aries on March 20th and begins a new cycle. So there's something here around, we'll say March 15th through March 17th, that is going to be a surge of growth, a surge of evolution, something that could be powerful in how you feel it. Almost like, oh, I see what that's been about, or I see what I've been learning. I'm understanding a spiritual lesson here. I understand what I've been healing or what I'm meant to know, because this is a higher perspective energy, and it's also meant to empower you. It's meant to give you a sense of, I got it. Okay. Yes, that's clear for me. I get it. And it doesn't mean that it's always easy to understand either. That's what's coming through, is that if there are many lifetimes or you've had a similar theme, there could be something that clicks for you over this next week of what you've been learning. And understanding the repetition or why something has been difficult or why you've been getting the same results in some area of your life or what you haven't seen before. So this is a very higher perspective, and it feels too like it could feel like a whisper. That whispers of cosmic knowledge, whispers from your higher self, these softer messages have been coming through to gently guide you, to gently remind you of what you've been learning. And I feel like this is how spirit always honors our free will, because maybe there's things you don't want to know right now, or you don't want to tap into, or you don't want to understand or learn. And that spiritual energy will always honor our free will. But if you were to say, yes, tell me, what am I missing? What do I need to know? This next week could bring in those higher understandings. And I feel a lifting. It's like it could lift you up to a new place in your own growth and in your own evolution that supports the new start and the new energies that are coming in as we begin a new cycle around the zodiac. So there is an energy of graduation here. It's the completions, the graduation, the higher understanding, and a sense of empowerment. And I really hope that that is something you feel and tap into, because things have been very intense. They've been very intense during this Pisces season, and they were intense during Aquarius energies. And we've really been feeling it, especially if you are an empath or intuitive, or you're just very energetically aware. There's things you've been feeling that can be very overwhelming at times. But this is also a gift that we're so much more than we realize. We're so much more than our minds. We're so much more than our self-identities or who we thought we were or the titles that we've claimed in our lives. We're so much more than that. And the Pisces energy helps us stay open to our own vastness, open to more of who you are, more of what you can create and experience in this life. And that can help with detaching and letting go. That can help with stepping back or moving away from something if that feels correct for you, if that feels like something that you're meant to honor in yourself. There can also be a lot of wisdom that is gained through endings, because how we end something, anything in our lives, how we complete it, how we move through a process shows a lot about who we are and how we work with energy. And this is where our emotions can be very strong and very alive. We can be grieving. We can be moving through some deep parts of ourselves that are uncomfortable and messy and just feel intense at times. And what we're doing when we move through this completion and letting go is it's also showing us our capacity to love, our ability to care for something, what something means to us, where we have found value in something in some area of our lives, and to understand that we can carry those qualities forward with us, because how you end is how you will begin. And that's because the energy continues on. The spiraling energy continues on. And so as we move through something and we're letting it go and we're understanding what it was about for us, what we were learning, what we needed to know, perhaps anything that we weren't aware of in our unconscious selves, our unconscious patterns, our unconscious expectations, our unconscious habits, we can see from a higher viewpoint, oh, wow, that's really valuable to me in my life. That really has meaning. That's something I really care about. And I'm going to take that forward. I'm going to take the understanding of what I value forward. I'm going to take the understanding of what I want in my life forward. Even if this wasn't it, if it wasn't this form, it wasn't this person, it wasn't this connection, it wasn't this job, it wasn't this etc., whatever it might be, there's something to take forward that has important wisdom for you, because it shows you ultimately what matters in your heart, what matters in your life, what you want to experience next, but perhaps in a pure energetic form or in a different way that is in better alignment with you. So understand that even the completions and the endings have gifts. And when we tap into those, we can also be very aware of ourselves, of really who we are, really what matters to us and what our priorities may be as we begin the next cycle. You may feel these completions through the need to purge or release something intensely. You could feel it as the need to cleanse. This could be something you feel in your body or in your emotional self. There can even be more tears as part of the cleanse and part of the release. You could even visualize in a meditation or just in some type of imagery that there is beautiful light coming through and cleansing all of your energy and your whole beingness. There could be this visual of almost like a beautiful shower of light just moving through you to help you release what is ready to go. And this could be a lovely visual to do right before you fall asleep or even as you wake up in the morning, anytime it feels right. Anything that helps with that release is going to be really supportive of what we're moving through and preparing us for what we're meant to connect to next. So yes, a lot of endings, a lot of things transitioning, all is in divine order. Everything is happening in a beautiful way. A beautiful harmony can also be occurring right now as we connect to these higher flows and we trust in the flows of not knowing, but knowing that we can trust ourselves, knowing that the security is in yourself and how you trust yourself, and that our intuition keeps us safe. Our intuition guides us. It's this beautiful navigation system that we came in with to assist us with this human ride. And so the Pisces energy can even open up more of your intuition, more of what feels correct for you, and ask you to trust it. Ask you to trust yourself, because that's what's keeping you guided and loved during these periods where maybe we don't have all the answers. In fact, I was just thinking about over this past week, all the times in my life when my intuition has been spot on, but the messages have come through early. It's almost like the information comes through a few days before something happens, or a week before something happens, or sometimes it's the day of something happens, and I just feel it. I feel a shift. I feel the energy change. I feel something so clear. And I know that it isn't something that I made up, because it didn't come from my mind. It's a message that came in. I will feel it physically. Sometimes I'll feel it in my dream state. In fact, I remember a few decades ago waking up, and I literally sat up in bed and I was like, my job is going to be over soon. I was working at a company, and all of a sudden I was like, my job is ending. And that day I called in to work, and I said, I'm going to take a personal day. And I worked on my resume and I looked for jobs and I was like, okay, what am I going to do next? And a part of me thought, oh my gosh, am I crazy? Am I just making this up? And I went to work the next day, and it was 2 days later that they told me that this job is ending. But I had already set up interviews. I had already kind of gotten myself going and back in the game with what I needed to do for next steps. And that's how my intuition was keeping me safe, was showing me what to do next, to be in my power, to not be blindsided, to not be caught off guard, to not go into that deep fear of, oh my God, my job is ending. But to remember, we keep having choices. We always have new choices. We always have ways we can proceed that we don't always see right away or in the moment, but they always show up. There's always another choice, another version, another path. And I'll get these intuitive hits really strongly. And sometimes they're very emotional and they're sad. And I just feel the energy shift, and I'll feel it shift or change in a relationship, or I'll feel it shift in a connection. And it will just create this sense of, okay, the energy's changed. I get it. I understand it. But the feelings come up. I was talking with one of my best friends who has a very similar chart as me. She and I met a number of years ago through astrology. And so she and I run energy the same way. We have very similar experiences. She had an experience last week where one of my clients died, and she just felt it. This is part of being super psychic and super intuitive. You just know things. You just feel it. And I know that many of you are this way as well. And she was really sad. And then it was about 4 days later that she got the email that said that her client had, in fact, passed away. But her intuition was spot on, and it was right about what had shifted in the energies. And again, this stuff can bring up a lot for us. And I remember there's been times in my life where I didn't want to know something. I didn't want to know that information, or I didn't want to have a certain visual come through. But then I remembered, well, no, this is spirit supporting me. Spirit's only going to give me what I need to know. And that's one of the boundaries and requirements that I put up with my connection to spirit, where I only want to know what's for my best and highest good that will support me. I only want to know what I can understand that is beneficial in some capacity. Even if it's not beneficial right away, right in the moment, if I'm receiving a message, please help me through it. If I'm receiving bad news or something that's heartbreaking, please help me through it. So I always ask for that support because I know that it's there. And I feel it through my guides. I feel it through the energies that I work with. And I feel it coming from love. I feel it as a message that is embedded with love and that reminds me of my choices or what I can do next or what is my new path or new direction, etc. So as information comes in, and even if it kind of makes you wobble and it throws you off or it's emotional or it's intense, you can also go to that higher perspective that this is benefiting me. This is supporting me. I'm not alone in moving through it, because even that sense of feeling alone can be very hard on our humanness at times. There is a lot of responsibility that comes with our intuition and with our psychic abilities. There is a lot of responsibility in how we manage it and what we move through and how we move through it. There is also the understanding that that responsibility relates to karma in terms of how we can take care of ourselves without it affecting or impacting another person, that we have to be very aware of our free will, of how we use energy, and to know that it can create karma if it's not handled responsibly. It can create consequences or side effects that are perhaps a little bit undesirable if it's not managed responsibly. What I've learned about intuition and psychic energies is that it can be very difficult at times, but that it's meant to be something that benefits us and helps us take a higher perspective, that it's something that we can fine-tune and refine, and that it further helps with detaching, letting go, and again, looking at what is the growth in this, what is the healing in this. And in fact, you can ask for that. Please show me what I'm healing. Please tell me what I need to know. Please support me in moving through these energies. Otherwise, you could feel like you're drowning, that you're lost, that it's too much, it's overwhelming. So this is where we really tune into our spiritual essence and how we are supported in the non-physical and, of course, through many layers of energies and many dimensions of time. Another part of working with intuition and getting spiritual messages is not only that detaching, but it's honoring free will, honoring where people are on their path or where they're at in their journey, what they're choosing, what they're gravitating towards, what they are wanting. All of that is free will. And that's where we remember that we have so much we can experience in this life, that we can choose for ourselves, that we can remember that this is a vast, limitless universe, and that there's so many different versions of life that we can move through and experience. There's so many different versions of ourselves that we move through and experience. And as we honor someone's free will, or we honor something that is out of our control. And you could argue that control is an illusion because how much control do we really have at times? There's a sense here of remembering that this is all one big energy ride, to not take it all too seriously, to not take it too personally, to not go into these energies too much, but to come back and ground yourself, detach, remain in your power, remain in your sense of self, remain in what you want and what you need. And this is also a beautiful part of the flows of energies, is that all this Pisces energy can feel ego-less. And it can feel, again, like there's all this energy you're feeling, moving through and sensing that takes you away from your sense of self, that is all about, well, who am I? I don't know who I am. Well, coming up next is Aries season, which returns you to your sense of self, to a healthy ego, to a sense of being in your body and being inspired and motivated in what you're going to do next. So there's turning points coming here. And depending on how you're moving through this time and what you're feeling, just know that there are beautiful layers of energies supporting everyone, supporting everyone's free will, supporting everyone's choices and what they're here to experience in this lifetime, supporting their own spiritual growth or spiritual lessons, supporting whatever they feel is best for them now. Come back to you. Come back to your energy, your life, your choices. Come back to what you need. Come back to listening to your heart. Come back to trusting your intuition. Come back to tapping into how you're supported at a soul level and how you're always traveling with spirit and with your higher self. And that is a timeless connection, should you choose it, should you want that. And it's an energy that is always available to us, but we have to pick up the phone and tune in. We have to pick up the phone and dial in order to establish that connection. So I hope this information has been beneficial and reassuring for you. I have released the Libra full moon video on YouTube. That is the chart of the Libra full moon. It's a very big energy. We'll be talking about that in an upcoming episode. I just did a podcast for you on Monday about the Venus star point. And I'm going to do a second podcast episode that takes the themes a little further. And we're going to talk about the deeper healing of soulmate energies that's happening with this Venus Chiron Sun conjunction at 8 degrees of Aries. This is a very big energy, and I realized that there's even more to discuss and share. So part one, we'll call it, of the Venus star point energies was on March 8th, and I'll be back on March 15th for a second podcast episode that goes further into soulmate healing energies and what the higher understandings may be. Because I know this has been a very big theme for so many of you, where you feel and sense the soulmate connection and energies, and then they don't happen, or something falls apart, or free will happens, and it can be very confusing. So I will discuss more about that in Monday's episode. In the meantime, I hope you have a beautiful Pisces new moon. I hope that you are able to navigate this next week with greater trust in yourself, greater trust in your intuition, and feeling that beautiful connection to spirit, God, source, the universe, and knowing that you're never alone on this journey. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online, and I am also on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you so much for connecting. I am grateful that we're sharing this journey together, and I'll see you back here very soon for our next discussion on the astrology and energies of this time. Take good care.